Another event that takes place in the summer are graduations. If your child was school age when he or she died or was killed, at some point in the future, they would have graduated from their junior high, high school, college, or graduate school. As their original graduation date approaches, even though it may still be a few years away, or as early as a few months, you do feel the anticipation of that date. Yearbook editors in high schools and college have an uncanny way of remembering their classmates who have died prematurely. Most develop memorial pages for them with poetry or prose, which befits their early death. You may wish to contact the editor and see if a poem from you and your family might be included in the yearbook. Additionally, you may supply a photograph if they haven't already decided on one. As the day of the ceremony approaches, principals often ask family members if they would like to attend the event in memory of their child. You know, the thought of attending when they aren't there can be a painful process, but it can also be a very healing one. Even though they aren't physically there, you know they are in spirit. Consider going. It may benefit you more than you know. Having many classmates approach you, and you approach them with happy memories of your child, can help you learn more about your child. Perhaps funny situations you never know which happened between friends. Their stories can make your child real again for you, and this can be comforting. Another tradition, it seems, are weddings during the summer months. One of the most difficult things my husband and I did just a few weeks after Angela was killed was to attend a friend's wedding. We were still zombies, and quite frankly, even now, I don't know how we got through it. But we had committed ourselves to going weeks before, and we felt it important to keep the commitment. We did tell them that we didn't know how long we would be able to stay, but we would be there. Well, we decided that the ceremony might be just too emotional, so we did something that we never did before. We went only to the reception. Now, I have a strong belief that when you're invited to a wedding, a baby's dedication, or other religious event, if you don't partake in the ceremony itself and only attend the reception or the party, you've somehow ripped off the people who invited you. It's like saying the reason you're getting together is not as important as the party afterward. So for us to decide not to attend the ceremony was completely contradictory to all my principles, and I struggled with that for a long time, and I had to determine which was more important, my principles or my sanity. Well, my sanity and that of my husband's won out. We did attend the reception, and we stayed long enough to have dinner and slow dance at least once from what I do remember. I do remember feeling awkward dancing, that somehow I had violated some unwritten rule that the grieving people can't feel pleasure or dance. I remember deciding that there wasn't much I could do about what people felt about us, that I could only do what I needed to do for my own sanity. You know, weddings can bring great pain. While most attendees are so happy for the bride and groom and their families, you aren't sure how you're going to react, and this can cause tension. But let's look at ways to reduce that tension and put a sense of control back into the equation. You may choose to attend only the ceremony but not the reception. You may choose to attend the reception and not the ceremony. You may decline the invitation for the bridal shower and just send a gift instead. You know, sometimes if the person who's getting married was a close friend or maybe even your daughter's best friend, you may wish that the bride was your daughter instead. Dads may be visualizing that he's the one walking down the aisle with his little girl. Weddings tend to bring up all the things which the future could have held. The birth of grandchildren and all the joy that that would have brought, the large family gatherings at holidays and birthdays. But now that you know these things may come up, you can decide that it may be healing, even through the tears, to attend and be happy for your daughter's girlfriend, simply because if your daughter was here, She'd probably be thrilled with anticipation of her friend's big day and all the joy it brings. Maybe you too can be happy for her friend as well. Let's look at the birth of new children into the family. The birth of new children can stir a host of emotions, from sadness and pain to joy. For those who experienced the death of an infant in the past, the successful pregnancy and delivery of a healthy child can bring such great joy, even though the underlying tension may have been there throughout the pregnancy. For a parent who has experienced the death of a child, where there will no longer be a chance to have more children, seeing others with new babies can bring tremendous sadness for what they once had. Those new babies may represent the grandchildren they will never have from the child who died or was killed. All the happiness those grandchildren would have brought to their lives, the sense of family and connectedness we never feel.